She once considered moving to a dairy farm in Vermont to make babies and churn butter. But instead, she's the queen of the Greg Hill Show and churns out incredible one-liners.
Here's seismologist.
Okay.
Is that how you pronounce it?
It's Courtney Cox on the Greg Hill Show.
I had a dream last night we drove out to see Las Vegas. We lost ourselves in the bright lights.
I'll say this about Courtney. She loves the roadshow season. It's your favorite time of the year.
I do. I love meeting people. I love hugging people. Yeah. Once I'm done with the news during all the breaks, I'll be out there. You're going to have to drag me back to the seat.
Okay.
Once
gifts.
We come back.
You're accepting gifts.
I don't need anything, but I'll always accept. Yeah. And Shime's not on the road trip, so
yeah.
Adds a nice layer.
All right. Joe in the car, I believe, would like to talk about Drake May, the new quarterback for the New England Patriots. Joe, good morning. Thanks for calling. What's up?
What's going on? Courtney, hey. What's wrong with you? You gotta shoot the horse. You gotta kill the horse. That's what you wanted. So you gotta kill the horse.
The horse has feelings.
Yeah. You know what? I got a friend. He's got a turtle. He said that, you know, he's looking for somebody to take care of the turtle. You got enough room in your apartment so you can take care of the turtle. Shoot the horse.
Joe,
thank you. I thought you wanted to talk about Drake May. I want to talk about Drake May. Joe, thank you. And the only thing I could understand that Joe said was shoot the horse.
Shoot the horse.
Something about a turtle.
I got a friend who's a turtle. Shoot the horse.
The Patriots had their biggest pick in 30 years, and you're talking horses.
It's funny last night when you watch the video, watching your reaction to Curtis to Drake May, you're not happy.
He had tears in his eyes.
I did. Yeah. Well, that was mostly because Ken was there. But we've seen this, Greg. We had a front row seat to the rest of the division for 20 years, just chewing up and spitting up top of the draft quarterbacks because they either didn't have the coach or the supporting cast or both. And as I said, Drake may be good. I don't know. I mean, I'm not an expert on this. But he needs people around him to elevate him. He is not the one to elevate others. And the Patriots, with Robert Kraft spending money, haven't spent the money to elevate anybody around the quarterback. So you were able to win when you had an all-time great. I look at this roster and I look at the coaching staff, and he's a guy I think in 3 years will be on a different team.
You think so?
Yeah, because it's just – it's so hard, even when you have everything. Look at Tua, right? We all think he was a hit, top five pick. He was, an MVP candidate briefly last year. Look at all the Dolphins have done to build around him, and they still can't win a playoff game.
So then, if that's the case, then you either have Patrick Mahomes, or you have the elite wide receiver and the elite quarterback,
or you have Jared Goff. Who, while he was the number one pick, if it was redrafted, would not have been the top pick in the draft. He was traded by the team that took him number one overall.
Right.
And you build with a lot of talent around him. They have a very good defense. They took a guy in Aiden Hutchinson in the top three in the draft. They built around the roster.
Brock Purdy would be an example of that.
Brock Purdy. I mean, it's not – obviously, Mahomes is going to be in the Super Bowl most years. He's an all-time great. But if you don't think – they didn't think Drake May was Mahomes. If they did, they wouldn't be entertaining calls about trading out of that pick. So unless you have that guy, you need to elevate everyone around
him. So can't you get that because you brought up Detroit. Can't you get that wide receiver in the second round, very similar to what Detroit has in Amra St. Brown? And I think Amra St. Brown, Chime, you might know better than I do. I want to say he might have been a second round
pick. No, he was either third or fourth round.
Okay, a third or fourth round pick. I'm sorry about that. So you're able to get a wide receiver with your next pick, which is going to be at the top of the second round, and that guy that you get, hopefully what you'll get is him and Drake May. You'll see like, oh wow, they have some type of chemistry. Then you sprinkle in a Kendrick Bourne, you sprinkle in a Hunter Henry, you run the football because you have Ramondre Stevenson, and you go, our defense is good, and with our young kid, we're going to keep everything nice and easy for him, and you start to look at it like, okay, this can be the guy of the future.
You're not going to ask him to – this season, you're not going to ask him to throw the ball
out a lot. No.
But I would like to pick a little bit more if they signed that tackle that the Jets got Johnson. Was it Tyron
Smith?
Tyron Smith. And then they had Calvin Ridley. because you, then at least you're now looking at the rest of the draft and you can add around it. They don't have a left tackle. They don't have a number one wide receiver. I'm sorry. Those are two really important positions.
Yeah, but you could theoretically get both of those today.
Right, and you could theoretically draft, any one of the second round picks they've had. Duke Dawson, the cornerback, whatever the hell that
guy's name is. I think Marvin Harrison's going to be great. But if you got Marvin Harrison.
Do you think Drake May's going to be great?
I think he has the ability.
There you go. That's why you take him at three.
Right, but the only reason why I think he's going to be great because it's a little bit easier. But if he doesn't have the quarterback, then Marvin Harrison could potentially be like a lot of first-round wide receiver busts that they're out there. They just don't have somebody to get him the football.
Marvin Harrison Jr. didn't have the quarterback at
Ohio State. It's college, though. It's a different world.
And he was the guy everybody game-played around.
Yeah, but Curtis, like,
still dominated.
So many people comp Marvin Harrison Jr. to, like, Larry Fitzgerald. And how many years of Larry Fitzgerald's career did he just waste away in Arizona when they sucked? Like,
right,
that's the issue.
I always forget. It wasn't Antonio Brown. Who was the receiver that made that unbelievable catch?
Santonio Holmes.
Without that unbelievable throw and catch by Roethlisberger and Santonio Holmes, Larry Fitzgerald's a Super Bowl winning wide receiver.
He had one run like that, and that
I
wasn't
would take
because,
one run. And I that would love one run.
But that was wasn't only because of Larry Fitzgerald too. Like they had Anquan Boldin, they had Kurt Warner. Like
yeah,
they were
right.
They had everything else.
Shime, I hope you're right. And if you're right, then nothing else matters. They have the quarterback. But if you're wrong. My thing is that it is far more likely for Marvin Harrison Jr. to be an asset for this organization for 10 years than it will be for Drake.
If you could keep him in the building, though, if you don't have a quarterback, it's going to be really difficult. I mean, you see how fickle wide receivers are now in the NFL. There's a chance he's gone to a different team in 4 years because he just won't sign here.
Well, and Jacoby Brissett is not a bum. I mean, he can throw
the football
to Marvin Harrison Jr.
He's a backup.
That's Curtis's point.
No, he's not.
This is Cotto from Leominster. Cotto, good morning.
Good morning. Just want to say that last guy that called, if you're listening, you need some help, man. But I like the draft pick. I think that any of the three quarterbacks that went were going to be good. I'm okay with Drake May. I just think that I agree with Wiggy. If in this second round you need to take a receiver, and if you don't take a receiver, then it's essentially the same thing that happened to Mac is going to happen, is where you have somebody who has some sort of upside who can maybe be something, but you're surrounding him with absolute crap. He's going to be crap. You, like Julian Edelman said, you gotta surround him with good players, or else you're just not going to help him or even elevate his game.
Yeah, Cotto, thank you. That's
call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The issue is that a lot of people are going to be saying he's okay. Like Otto says, Drake May is okay.
Right.
He's okay.
And you look at also when we talk about the 49ers, right, with Brock Purdy, they have an elite offensive mind in Kyle Shanahan. The Dolphins have an elite offensive mind in Mike McDaniel. The Chiefs have maybe the best offensive mind in the history of the NFL in Andy Reid. The Patriots have a third most famous Van Pelt.
Can we say thank you to Robin, who's the owner here at the Stone Church? Woo! Robin?
Yeah.
Morning.
Morning. Thanks for coming.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, it's my pleasure.
How long have you had this place?
We opened in 2017.
It's awesome.
Thank you.
And was it? Are you the first to do live music? Was it a church up until you bought it?
No, it stopped being a church in, I think, the late 60s, early 70s. Went through... It used to be offices in here, then retail space, and for about 10, 12 years before we took over, it was rented out as for dance classes and
it's awesome.
DIY
it's,
shows.
It's and, beautiful.
Yeah.
And you're going to start serving at 8 this morning?
Yeah, I'll hop back
Ooh.
There.
Okay, all right. Open the bar up at 8.
All right.
And you got music all the time? And
Yeah, we do about 130 concerts a year, about 150 events total.
Awesome.
Wow.
All over the range we do. metal, folk.
Well, we're hoping that we get a Vermont creamy, or a maple creamy. Is that the local treat?
You can get that somewhere. Not here.
Not here.
I was going to say Jackson. Perfect venue for the wedding.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh, that'd Jackson. Good.
Yeah.
That'd be
great.
So nice.
Yep.
Do you charge?
Yes.
Then maybe not.
Yeah, he's out.
Yep.
Well, thanks for having us here.
Yeah,
round of applause for Robin.
Thank you.
And you guys, thanks for being here this morning. We're here up until Gresham Foyer at 10 there in Detroit. And we will continue talking draft. We'll get to They Said It coming up next. That's a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. And we'll hear from Drake May on being a New England Patriot, among other things, next during They Said It.